All right, good morning and welcome back. This is the Open Hardware Dev Room. Our next talk is from Morgan, whose bio reads, Morgan. So I know nothing about Morgan, except that Morgan is the author of the KeyConnect add-on. So we are keeping with the theme of ECAD / MCAD integration. Without further ado, take it away, Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. As I said, my name is Morgan. Longtime hacker at large, all sorts of background is all over the place. I'm a longtime FreeCAD user. I've been using FreeCAD for at least a decade now. Professionally, I used to be the lead exhibit fabricator for a space and science museum. We use FreeCAD for most of our most of the design. And I use the CAM workbench to program CNC. I've run a small CNC shop, also using FreeCAD for design and CAM. Alabell Industries is mine and my partner's company. We're an independent exhibit fabrication company. Again, we use FreeCAD for all of our design and CNC, KiCad for circuit boards. We do custom stuff in a lot of our designs. One of our kind of off-the-cuff designs that we've done is kind of a promotional called the Barback version 2. Probably the most complex design I've done in FreeCAD. Huge assemblies, circuit board integrated into it, into the design, a lot of moving parts, and fabricated it, in fact. Again, this is completely FreeCAD, pushing the CAM workbench to its limits with some of this stuff. This is from Robo Exotica last year, which was a fun event, highly recommend it. I'm also a longtime KiCad user, not an EE by any means. I'm just a hobbyist maker, if you will. Got really into the designing badge scene, the badge life scene, in which I designed the cacophony. This is a design that kind of drove me mad. I didn't touch CAD or ECAD, MCAD for almost a year after this, the design. This project was so difficult, and trying to get it across the finish line for DEF CON, I don't know, 2018, it was incredibly difficult because this design had become so complicated, being that like the 3D structure was built in FreeCAD, and then trying to do the circuit layout while pushing DXF files back and forth. And I got to this point in the end, you know, I'm trying to do panelization basically, and I'm so terrified to touch anything because one wrong tweak somewhere and just things were blowing up all over the place. It was, it was a really, really, really painful process, and this project really never got completed because of that. There was a couple more things. One more revision would have gotten a lot done, but it just wasn't happening with the state of the process. So that prompted me to start trying to build tooling to assist with this. So I had some one-off Python scripts that would, you know, take a footprint that was a bridge connector, and it would draw lines in between them. It would put the mouse bytes in there. It worked to a degree, but it was all very, very one-off and very custom. So it didn't have broad enough support for some of the other projects that I had had coming up in the pipeline. In fact, I regret not getting pictures on here because I was starting to dabble in moving part PCBs. I've made mechanical sliders, I've made rotaries purely out of PCBs. No 3D printed parts, no nothing, entirely mechanical parts entirely in PCB. So some of my next designs were going to be that complex, and my tooling just wasn't having it. So I'd started on what would have become KiConnect is my third attempt at making a tool that fits my needs. The first time around, I was trying to use KiCad StepUp. If anyone has actually used that in FreeCAD, it has its own KiCad file parser. So it's doing all of its own parsing, drawing the geometry, and bringing it into FreeCAD. It can push back, but it's the same thing. It writes its own files, so it's highly dependent on keeping up to date with KiCad, and sometimes falls behind in that. But then additionally, it has a specific workflow designed, and it doesn't lend itself well to be embedded into something else. So I'm trying to create a bigger workbench around it, so I need something that was more embeddable, if you will, something I can use as a module, not not just use as the tool it was intended for. Let's see. So I introduced this project at KaiCon last March. I'd been about 3 months into it at that point, 4 months into it at that point, with the release of KiCad version 9 and having a stable API. It gave me a good foundation to start moving forward with. So yeah, just the recap of it was just general introduction, just kind of the high level of, you know, the background of why I started down this pathway, a roadmap. I was trying to release this, the version 1, last August, but you know, life and everything else happened, so didn't have as much time to work on it the second half of last year that I had wanted, but progress did pick up around that time, and put a lot more in the second half of last year. Got a lot of the major bugs and a lot of the usability features figured out, and really started pushing the core of the code to try to get something really stable moving forward. Around that same time, August or September, I applied for a FreeCAD Project Association grant. I did get approved of it for it in December, but my general proposal was to commit 100 hours this year to working on this project. Starting with getting the version 1.0 released. So that's kind of around the corner. Yeah, like I said, committed 100 hours. I've already started on the contract just a few weeks ago. I really started getting on it in earnest. Committing 6 to 10 hours a week was sort of part of it. Broken it up into three distinct working phases. And a big part of it is I want to try to live stream as much of it as possible. I've already done two of them so far, and after I'm back from vacation, I'm going to, you know, do live streams, and I had to take a break, so, you know, need a vacation. So I'll be getting back to that in 3 weeks or something, and if anyone's actually interested, Thursdays, 9 a.m. Pacific time, UTC-8. And so with a lot of the base stuff kind of looking good, version 1, I hope to have by mid-March at the latest. Depends just kind of how things go jumping back into it after I'm back home. Like I said, there's three different phases of how I decided to break up the development. A lot of it, as I said, is really getting the core infrastructure solidified, so then I've got a good base to move forward on. Kind of the whole project, despite there's a lot of different parts of it, they all look very similar under the hood. It's take KiCad geometry in, produce FreeCAD geometry out, vice versa. So getting a really good base class system has been really important. I've wanted to get that looking good from the get-go. So far I'm pretty happy with it. Documentation, just kind of getting started. That's getting some improvement now, and it's going to be a big part of the 1.0 release. I hadn't really been doing that to start because the direction was kind of all over the place. With that, user feedback isn't quite there, so that'll be something that's going to be improved on. Translation support, you know, FreeCAD is using Qt under the hood, which has good translation support built in. There's stubs throughout the code now. I want to get everything with translation support from the get-go. Project files need some cleanup, despite the fact that I've been professional Python developer for a decade. Not actually that good at releasing modules. I've never actually pushed anything to pip. So there's a little bit of work to do around that. If anyone is very familiar with that, holler at me. And once those kind of things are underway, and especially once the project files are cleaned up, we'll push 1.0 to the add-ons. So again, the goal for this is, you know, a month from now. I'm pretty sure I can pull that. Then start pushing into some of the bigger parts of this. The phase two, improving the hierarchy of the parts to boards relationship, but there's more to it than that. It's just effectively getting everything relatively positioned correctly. There's different ways of thinking about this, like, you know, GuyCAD we all designed in the center of the document, despite the fact that 0, 0 is over there. FreeCAD, 0, 0 is in the center everywhere, so there's options of how an individual user wants to handle that. And particularly once you start looking at, I've got multi-document support here, but multi-board support. Obviously, I'm doing big stupid things like this. So I want to be able to work on all of these boards in one document or in multiple documents and be able to easily assemble them together in the manufacturable panel. At the same time, I'm able to actually do a 3D assembly because that's my goal. There's a lot of useful stuff for other people. My goal is to be able to do weird 3D PCBs. As of now, I only support polygons, which I suspect most people in KiCad are not using yet. They're somewhat new. I think a lot of people are just going to be using discrete line segments. Not 100% sure there, but I look back and most of my projects have discrete line segments until just a couple years ago. Internal cutouts and stuff aren't supported yet, so you know, bounding box detection needs to get done. Line segment ordering needs to get done. Those two are pretty closely related, so I hope they'll come through similar times. And the note of like island support and bounding box detection, hopefully be starting on prior to the phase two. And some of this stuff might actually even make it into the 1.0 release. Then the phase three, improving the part-to-board association. That's just sort of repetitious there. Same thing. Like there's a lot of kind of nuance going on. Oh, sorry. So this is for multi-board. So one of the hang-ups now is that parts are just sort of parts. So if you had multiple boards in your KiCad project, all the ports just sort parts get imported together. So better support on these parts belong to this board. So that'll make particularly when multi-document support comes through, that'll be critical to keep everything straight. Already there's a little bit of road mapping going on because I just want to keep ahead of, I know this code isn't the best right now. The FreeCAD scriptable objects API is it's kind of interesting, it's complex, and it's under-documented, so I'm learning a lot the more I dive into that. There's also some shortcomings in it that part of this is, you know, I want to submit bugs and hopefully even patches to FreeCAD to overcome some of the shortcomings that I'm having to work around. Test coverage, there's already a little bit of testing, but I really want to make sure by the end of the grant process that I have good test coverage going forward. I'm hoping that other people will be contributing by that time, so having good testing. Even just work I did 2 weeks ago, I realized last night I introduced a bug. So trying to get more consistency there. Exploring KiCad side add-ons, that's kind of something I want to start experimenting with because there are some shortcomings in the KiCad API. In particular, one of the issues that I've seen, and I think it's going to continue to be an issue, is there's no way of passing events. So one of the things that I see that I would like is like if you click on a part in either side, I would like highlighting. FreeCAD to KiCad, this is possible, but it's not possible the other direction. And the bug I submitted on that seems like it's not going to be available in the near future in the API directly. So I want to explore doing a KiCad side add-on that is going more into the UI layer. So seeing if we can actually start capturing some of those events. So that'll take me through the grant, and I think I'm committed to the grant till about April or May, so I'm hoping that most of the stuff will be at least started and in good shape by the time that comes around. What else we got here? Coming up next, plan for the version 3 rewrite, because it'll probably be necessary. And then it's really going to be starting to add features onto the base that's already been created. When I gave the talk at KaiCon, got a lot of feedback on features that people would want. Some were already on my radar, others weren't. Test fixtures generators, so just, you know, one click bed of nails fixtures, like that's almost a given. You can set up a second object, and as your board changes, it'll just always be up to date. So that's one of the goals, and one of the things I really see being beneficial in multi-document support is you've got your main project, you've got the free the KaiConnect interface that's just outputting your bed of nails to a completely separate file in the background. And with the the eventual release of KiCad version 10, there's going to be one huge benefit in there that the KiCad CLI is going to incorporate API support. And this is going to be the basis for most of the multi-document, where then you can just, for every document that you have, it's just going to launch KiCad CLI in the background. So you can have as many documents as you want at that point. And you won't even need the interface. If you're only doing the MCAD side, you can tweak to your heart's desire. You don't even need KiCad running. Automatic closure creations, this could be done in a handful of different ways on the FreeCAD side, down to like the simplest of just creating a 3D bounding box. You know, you tell it what offset that you want, and it's just going to give you a solid that's a bounding box of your model. You can Boolean negative out of whatever you want. Simple enclosures, ready to go. Panelization, that's going to be just a huge part of it. I'm going to do my best to utilize KiKit. If anyone's used that, KiKit is a really, really good panelization tool. So I want to utilize that. And starting point, just using it as it's intended, is really straightforward. The real hackery that I want to get to is this again, being able to use KiKit to take different panels and panelize them together. I've dug into their code a little bit, and it's in the realm of doable, so just how much hacking it will take. Support for other ECADs. The way I'm designing things now, I'm trying to keep the import, the synchronization, the sync in and sync out, I'm trying to keep very modular because I wanted to keep in mind in the future of supporting other things. And then, you know, the prior talk is really, really interesting. IDX support, that is something that could fit within this quite well. A whole bunch of other stuff. There's, you know, go look. The code is all hosted on Codeberg. I should have put that on the slide. Code is all on Codeberg, so, you know, go look at the issues, go report something. What do we got? Demo time. I'm going to do a live demo. I fixed a bug while I was sitting over there, too, so. What did I do, too? The one I introduced last week. We got a one. One of my test PCBs, so, hey, let's look at that. Hey, there's a 3D viewer that you can't do anything with except for export steps. So for in high level, people who are not so familiar with FreeCAD, it uses a system of workbenches, which are its add-ons, you know, specific workbench for kind of specific workflows, and that's how we've been developing this. There'll be, you know, all those tools that I've talked about, panelization and bed of nails, so, you know, this will be different parts of the workbench itself. And again, this is the way that the KiCad V9 API works. It's a live API, so it's communicating directly with your running instance. So Step files take a little bit too long. The actual parser and the loader is extremely quick. It's the loading the step files that actually took most of that time. So yeah, there we go. We have a PCB imported, and we can go click all the way down. Auto constraining is already in there, and there's different options that you can do for auto constraining. So, you know, it's constrained lines, it's connected all the vertexes together. So try to keep things clean and tidy. And then this is even just a good way if you want good constraints in KiCad. Just load your PCB over, add all of your constraints, and then you can push it. Every time you push back, those constraints will just be there. Dimensional or, yeah, all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, that's not pretty enough. Let's go real art. And then, hey, there we go. Oop, that's not that. So, yeah, it does work. And then, that was dumb, though, so then we can pull it back over. So that's the bidirectional support. A lot of the focus recently has really just been around board outlines. It is pulling in parts right now, but it's just any major changes, and I wouldn't trust that. But as the sketch and the board outlines have really been informing the basis of everything at the moment, as that work is kind of nearing satisfactory completeness, I'm going to start revisiting the other stuff. There's already base work on traces and graphics and stuff. But again, I want, as I said at the beginning, I want to get those base classes really settled, and then I'll start revisiting those parts of it. So yeah, a lot of cool stuff in the pipeline. Huge thanks to the FPA for helping me work on this. I had a really tough financial year last year, so having the grant come through was a big deal. And I'm done anyhow. You didn't even need to hold that sign up. So, questions?
All right.
Hi. You mentioned like cases and enclosures and things like that, and I've used both KiCad and FreeCAD independently, but I'm also a big OpenSCAD user, especially for like iterating on, you know, cases, motor mounts, things where you can just like script something, get a dozen different versions, you know, as an STL, export it out and print it. And I just pick from, you know. So any plans for or thoughts about, you know, OpenSCAD integration?
Well, just off the top of my head, using the OpenSCAD workbench in FreeCAD, you could just do a Boolean. So like the example I gave, if we could create automatically create a 3D bounding box that takes all your components into consideration as well, make a solid out of that, you could just do a Boolean negative on whatever your OpenSCAD output is. And again, like it would be something that you could just continually update, and the Boolean would just be correct along with it. So yeah, that would be one easy way off the top of my head. Beyond that, I don't know enough OpenSCAD to see exactly how it would be integrated into that itself.
Okay, which is fine because I don't really know all that much about, I don't know as much about FreeCAD either, so. Yeah.
So it does have an OpenSCAD workbench, and it outputs FreeCAD solids. So then, yeah, Boolean operations would work right out of that.
Okay.
Other questions? You got lots of time. Oh, here's surely a tough one from Clement.
Don't make me fall off the stage.
No, don't worry. Yeah, so what are you missing in terms of functionality in FreeCAD and KiCad that would make your life much easier?
It's really just that synchronization of multiple parts. And then also to be able to view the same parts in different ways. So like when I designed the cacophony, I designed it like this. It was in 3D, like 13 panels in this 3D form. And then I would have to break them all down flat. I had a second view where there were clones of all the same parts, but then they were laid flat. And then what I was missing was that ability to, I want a one-click third view that's the bridges, the panelization parts that bring everything together. That was always the goal of this, and then just everything else to get to that point is useful for other people. That, for me, that was the big just kind of missing feature. And lots of ugly Python scripts to attempt to address it.
Giving me a workout here.
Hi, great work. Thanks for thanks first of all. What happens if you change the border of the board in KiCad and import it back? And what does it do to toponyming problems, like introducing new edges and that kind of stuff?
I'm going to be really pedantic, and I've been avoiding trying to say this for a long time, and I think you and I and a lot of FreeCAD people should be on the same page. Topological naming solution. The problem is named by reference. Good luck. I mean, you know what a sticky problem that is, so it's a name by reference, reference by name problem. So if your names are going to be changing, you're going to have, you're just going to have the problems that come along with that.
So do you recommend then to just update it in FreeCAD, or, you know, is there, so it's not fully bidirectional perhaps, maybe it's better to change it in FreeCAD?
Yeah, and it depends on what you're doing in the long run, like what your workflow looks like and what your goals look like. But for me, I would my workflow kind of looks like I'm going to do my very first rough pass in KiCad, and then everything else is going to be done in FreeCAD. And it will just be a push process after that. Board outlines one way, parts the other way, is almost certainly how I would be approaching it. And then I don't think, I'm like trying to picture a way where I would be, a situation in which I would be doing reference by name onto my PCB. Because again, I would use something like doing a 3D bounding box and a Boolean. So then you don't have to do a geometric reference. You've just got this object that references your entire part. And that's just my FreeCAD workflow in general. I avoid geometric references as much as possible.
More questions? All right. Oh, Joe.
Oh, no. I should have put two names in there.
If you have, if you're working on a project, I worked on a project where I had a really fixed, constrained area for an enclosure. Is there any way, and then endlessly sort of swapping components in my KiCad, is there a way for there to be like a collision warning that pops up that doesn't sort of update your, it just tells you, that new component's gonna
yeah, that I don't know the answer to that, but that is in the in my features list already. That was one of the suggestions that I got at KiCon as well, is just straight up collision detection.
Yeah, nice.
I'm sure it's achievable, I just haven't quite looked into what it would take. And there's probably a handful of different ways to approach it.
Super nice feature.
It's on the features list for sure.
Cool.
All right. Thank you very much, Morgan.
Yep, no worries. Thank you all. And if you want to check out Cacophony, I've got both the 3D and